Navarro, Joan Armatrani, and Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, I like Charlo playing the guitar. She sounds really great. Cindy Blackman is an awesome drummer. She's married to Carlos Santana. She's bad. She used to play on the Arsenio Hall show. I haven't had the opportunity to play with many women. I know some girl bass players. I know two. You know, we're not in the same circles. I never see her play, and vice versa. We're never on the same gig. Predominantly male-oriented, I think that's fading slowly to the point where it's just a matter of you being able to do what needs to be done. Male or female, it doesn't matter. That's how I think anyway. If I knew that women that played drums and guitar and piano, and if I needed one, I would certainly call her if she was available. Play with me, you know, I wouldn't be thinking, no, that's a girl, I can't call her. That's my thought on that. But like I say, you know, I don't know many that I've had the opportunity to be in close proximity, but I've heard some awesome drummers that I wished I was playing with. And guitar players and bass players, you know, Rhonda Smith, she played with Prince. She was bad. She was real funny.
The chance to meet Mr. Jimmy Duck Holmes and Mr. Cedric Burnside and Ms. Fran Grace at the Folk Festival this past year. And it hurt my heart to know that I did not know about Mr. Jimmy Duck Holmes or about Mr. Burnside and his family. And that type of music, blues, the sacred steel guitars, was, I just can't tell you how hard I jammed off that lady. Ooh. Now, when I was talking to Mr. Holmes and to Mr. Burnside, they were talking about the type of music that is blues, but is this region of blues versus this parish of blues, and the sensibilities, the difference of the music.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I play with the rock group I play with, Jason Cale, when I play with him, I'm thinking totally different than when I'm playing with Osmosis with the jazz group. And another thing, we play mostly covers of jazz standards, smooth jazz tunes in the Osmosis group. But the in the group I play with, my friend Jason Cale, he's a guitarist. He writes all of the material we play. That right away, I'm thinking differently because of the fact that I have to actually create bass parts as opposed to learn bass parts that are already made, and I'm just trying to learn how to play it. In the band where you have to actually compose a bass part or create a bass part, it's I'm given freedom to create like I want to for the most part. And I don't get to do that when I'm playing just standards that are already, you can come up with different arrangements of tunes that are jazz tunes. That's done all the time. But to create a line from scratch, you're given the ability, the freedom to use whatever you want to use. To create the bass part. It can be jazzy. Even though it's in a rock vein, because I'm a jazz musician, I'm gonna pull from my bag of techniques from my jazz repertoire to create a bass line. I don't know if any of that I said just made sense at all, but that's my
I do. Answer. It's you're what you're saying. This is what I hear you saying. That when you are given a new composition, you are putting yourself into that composition. You're finding your way through what is there, but what you are going to add to it, or to that you hear that you're bringing it out by what you are plane. Is that
right? Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Only you have that vision because that's your vision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you said, when you're growing up, you're exposed to a specific music. It's what's on the radio. What's, you know, rock and roll, which was basically black music.
Mm-hmm.
Then the R&B. And, of course, you can't play it on Sunday because then, you know, you just can't. It's devil music.
Yeah, in the house, yeah.
And as you said, you know, you had the big bands, the jazz, very, very few jazz stations late at night when you're supposed to be in bed. All these great artists that are unknown and they don't get their flowers, knowing that their music is actually what helped. I'm still stuck with Chaka Khan and Rufus.
Oh yes, I love Chaka Khan and Rufus.
I mean the old Rufus. Featuring.
Oh yeah, Rance and Rufus.
Yeah. Steely Dan's Agent.
Oh yes. Now my friend that I was telling you about, Chuck Rainey, he's one playing bass on those songs. He's playing bass on Josie, Black Cow, Home at Last, Peg. That's him playing bass on those tunes. And so, a couple of other tunes on there he's playing bass on. But I actually had an opportunity to for him to show me how to really play the song. That was in Nashville. And so, yeah, that type of music. They called it jazz. But for people, my friends, you know, when they heard Peg and Josie, that was R&B to them. Although the musicians playing it, they were jazz musicians, but the music, it had the feel, you could dance to it. So it was R&B to my friends, you know. But yeah, that type of music you speak of, that's what I came up also listening to.
Is right or what is wrong in the world of music that you would like to bring attention to?
I can't say it's right, I can't say it's wrong, but some people have mastered playing instruments without actually mastering playing instruments due to technology. People can create a whole song by themselves, practically no experience at all on an instrument. You know, if you sit down, some people can manipulate a computer and make it do things. They can write a song, write a score, anything. I mean, but if you ask them to do it, you know, on a sit down at a piano, they couldn't do a thing. But, you know, because they can manipulate buttons, you know, they can make things happen. With little to no skill or, you know, ability at all. And that's just my personal opinion. People that hone the craft and practice and study long hours and things like that, sometimes they never get an opportunity to actually be seen or heard. And then there are some people, nobody's fault, you know, but some people don't actually try to be heard or seen, and it's all right there for them. The accolades and everything. So many of these social platforms. I see people playing, and I have people send me things of people playing, and I look at it, and because I am a musician, I can tell when somebody's really playing and when they aren't, 99.9% of the time. And I've had people send me things on TikTok or something, or whatever platform it is, and I can clearly see the person's not really playing, but they're giving the impression that they are. And so it's like fooling people. So people are being fooled by people who know how to manipulate machinery. And I don't know, to me, that's just one thing that gets me, how people can be easily tricked by what computer-generated stuff. I'm not a real computer-savvy type person, but I know I've seen things that aren't real, but it gives the impression that it is real to the people watching it that don't know any better. And I wish there was YouTube where I could watch something over and over again. You know, my favorite artist. When I was coming up, learning to play, if the Brothers Johnson were on TV, it would probably be on Soul Train or something. I'd have to watch it right then. I couldn't get up and go to the bathroom because there was no DVR, there was no VCR, there was no DVD. You know, you could play something, record it, and play it over and over like you want to. Like you can just go to YouTube, man, watch something to your heart's desire. You couldn't do that then. So that's a big plus for this generation, because things are at their fingertips as far as knowledge. Back in my day, back in our time, back in the 70s, if you didn't watch it right then, you wouldn't see it. Maybe they do a replay next year. But Midnight Special and Don Kirshner's Rock in Concert, all of that stuff, you saw it late on Friday night. And if you didn't watch it right then, if you got up to go to the bathroom, you missed it. A lot of things are just more available now to the younger people learning to play. That's great. Like I say, I wish it was available when I was coming up.
Keep the bathroom door open so you wouldn't, at least you could hear it.
Yeah.
You couldn't see it, but yeah, you could at least hear it.
Uh-huh.
And they were playing live.
Right. Friday night special. Wolfman Jack. I mean, they had some great artists on there.
They did. Yeah. What composer do you most admire?
Well, this might sound cheesy, but I like Richter's composing. He's composed a lot. I mean, he's composed music for symphonies.
Who was this?
Richter.
Oh, Victor Wooten? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He's composed quite a few pieces. I like Quincy Jones, Stanley, Jaco. All of them were composers. A lot of the music they play, they composed. Great Vehicles for So Long, and just coming up with different stuff to play over what they've created. Miles, I like, of course, Miles Davis. I love all of his stuff. There's a ton of cool composers. Wilton Felder, Joe Sample. Wow, there's so many. I'd have to write them all down. But there's a lot of great composers. James Brown, because he's funky. But to compose is to write. He wrote quite a few tunes that I am partial to. He composed quite a few tunes I am partial to. Not jazzy at all, but very funky. George Clinton, Bootsy. We all compose very great tunes to me, my opinion.
Vocalist.
Sade, Chaka Khan, Stephanie Mills, Phyllis Hyman, Gladys Knight, Michael Jackson, Barry White. Those are some vocalists that I like. I know there's some I'm going to forget. Curtis Mayfield.
Oh, the man. P. Please.
Yes. Well, Curtis Mayfield.